What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Mahmoudini is proof that Muslims hate Allah and Muhammad. So, as you guys know by now, from nowhere, this Indian dude in New York City, he just won the primary to be the Democratic mayor. He still has to do the whole political runoff with the Republican mayor. Not the Republican mayor, but the Republican candidate to see who's going to become mayor of New York in a couple of New York City in a couple of months. But in all likelihood, guys, the fix is in. Mahmoudini will become the mayor of New York City. And the thing you guys gotta understand, for those of you guys who watch the first couple of minutes of the video and bounce, Mahmoudini is gonna do what the Zionists want, and he's gonna do it on steroids, and he's gonna get away with it, okay? He's gonna get away with it for two reasons. Reason number one, because he said free Gaza, people think that he is anti-Zionist, when in reality, he's more pro-Zionist than most American candidates are. Secondly, is my teeth going bad? I need to see a dentist. Anyways, second reason why he's going to be able to get away with doing bad things in New York City, it's simply because all his faults, all his shortcomings, he's going to put the blame on Trump by saying, yo, man, Trump is fucking up my shit, dog, you know? So the way the Zionist played it with Mahmoudini is beautiful. He's going to do more damage than any other candidate out there possibly can. And people will go along with it. People will believe the narrative simply because he's Muslim and he's anti-Zionist, when in reality, he is pro-Zionism. Now, for those of you guys out there like, yo, Omar, how do you know that, dog? Guys, the guy posted... The guy is pro-homosexuals. He is pro-trans, tranny faggots, okay, guys? Guys, in Islam, being a homosexual is punishable by death. That's a death sentence, okay? A whole civilization was destroyed for homosexuality, and you have this Muslim cell, Mahmoudini, supporting these people, you know? And a lot of Muslims out there, they'll tell you, oh yeah, bro, Omar, Mahmoudini, he's playing 4D chess with the Jews, you know, he's practicing Tukeya, and the minute he becomes the mayor of New York City, he's gonna get rid of the Jews. Nah, bro, you're just a retarded nigger at that point, you know? So, a lot of people out there need to understand, Mahmoudini has already shown you who he is, okay, guys? He's telling you in no uncertain terms, I'm pro-Zionism. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Zionism is simply Satanism. That's all Zionism is. The reason why it's called Zionism is because they believe Satan will land on Mount Zion. That's it. That's why it's called Zionism. But Zionism is really Satanism, and that's exactly what Mahmoudini is all about. He's not a Muslim, dudes, okay? For all you Muslim sales out there who are like, oh my god, we're gonna get our first Muslim mayor. Guys, right now, Muslims can do more damage to America than white people simply because people think that Muslims are anti-Zionist, therefore Muslims are the best bet. Guys, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. Out of what? 2 billion Muslims out there, the only follower of Muhammad out there who's actively trying to take over the West and has the IQ to do it is me. Okay? By the way, guys, I'm actually going to Big Chance, because as you guys know, I have a MGTOW party here in Florida. Big chance I'm going to go up against Brian Mast. You know, the guy who got his legs blown off. You know, that's God's way of, giving him a punishment. You know, the guy who got his legs blown off. Yeah, the guy who wore an Israeli uniform when he's an American congressperson, right? Yeah, I think I might be able to go up against him, guys. I actually read the rules for how to run for congressman in my district, okay? You have to be part of a political party for over 365 days, which I was. I was part of the, you know, I joined the MGTOW party, you know, a couple of months ago. And I have to be part of that party, which I am, for 365 plus days. The elections is going to be in November. So I'll November of next year, not this year, next year, okay? Going up against Brian Mast is next year, 2026, not this year, okay? So by June of next year, I have to be a member of the MGTOW party for over 365 days, which I am at that time. So that's number one. So I'll be able to run under the MGTOW banner against Brian Mast. Number two, I believe I have to pay the equivalent of $1,700 to get on the ballot, which I'll do it even out of my own pocket. Hopefully by then I'm making $1,700, you know, by then. Right now, guys, right now we're doing okay, thank God, and thanks to you guys out there who supported me with a $1,500 thus far. So we're doing okay. I'm really hoping a year from now that my restaurant does super well and I'll be able to make a little bit more money where I can fucking, you know, function fully on my own without having to, you know, be on a food truck or even do DoorDash. But anyways, let's get back to the point of this video, okay, guys? And like I said, I am proactively thinking of going up against Brian Mast, okay? Let's get back to the point of this video, okay? For Mahmoudani to be the Democratic nominee, he had to be approved, okay, guys? You guys need to understand, dudes, like, you just can't show up to a party, you just can't put your name on a ballot and expect people to, like, and expect the party to approve you, okay, guys? You have to be approved by the committee of the party. Let me say that one more time. You have to be approved by the party committee, okay, guys? Mahmoudani was approved by the Jews. If any of you guys out there think that this guy just came out of nowhere and now he's fighting the Jews, you're retarded. That's all I'm gonna say. You are fucking retarded if you think Mahmoudani is just came out of nowhere and he's gonna fight the Jews. So any of you guys out there who think that he's actually gonna liberate New York City from the Jews, you are gravely mistaken. The guy openly says, I'm a democratic socialist. He's a communist. This is a guy who wants to restrict rent in New York City. He wants rent to be run by the government. He wants government-run grocery stores, okay, guys? This guy is a full-blown Marxist communist. And again, communism was invented by the Zionists, guys. Mahmoudani is one of them, okay, guys? He's not one of us. He's not a Muslim who's gonna say what I say, which is, fuck you, Zionists. No, he's not that type of dude, okay? He is one of them, and the reason why Muslims love him so much is simply because deep down Muslims hate Allah, they hate Muhammad. Like, how can you be a Muslim and stand next to a guy who openly supports tranny faggots? How can you do that, dude? Like, can you imagine the Prophet Muhammad? I didn't even want to go there, to be honest with you. You know, that's just how sickening it is that Mahmoudani is. And again, for you guys out there who say, oh yeah, Omar is practicing Taqiyya, he's hiding his true intentions. Come on, dude. Really? Really? Like, when I run up against this Brian Mast dude, first of all, even though this is going to be over a year away until the elections for 2026, you know, first of all, guys, I'm not going to delete my channel. I'm not going to change my tone. I'm going to keep everything up here. And I'm really hoping that a year from now, assuming people start looking into Amr Mitwali, they can actually come to this channel, to this video, and see all the shit I've been saying for the past half dozen years. Okay, guys? So, with me, you know where I stand. You know what I say. And again, Muslims hate Allah. They hate Muhammad. Deep down, they want kufr. They want a falsehood. They want this tyranny where the government is in charge of everything they do. That's what they like, okay, guys? Because in their hearts of hearts, Muslims hate Allah. They hate Muhammad. Coincidentally, this is why Muslims are ugly and low IQ. Just like Brian Mast got his legs blown off, God took a preemptive strike against these horrible people by taking away Brian Mast's legs, and at the same time by making Muslims ugly and low IQ. So, you guys watching this video, Mahmoudani will win. He will destroy New York City, which is a good thing. Because a lot of people are gonna leave New York City. Guess where they're gonna go, guys? They're gonna go over here. And I'm actually very happy, because let me tell you something, guys, okay? It's gonna take about a year until this Mahmoudani guy starts really, really destroying New York City. It's gonna take him about a year, okay? He becomes a mayor in November. So, November, give him half a year, November, December, January. Give him until summertime, guys. Give Mahmoudani until next summer. He's going to fully destroy New York City by then, you know. Rent prices are going to... See, the thing you guys need to understand with rent control and all that stuff is that if the rich people leave, who's going to be in who... If the rich people leave, who's gonna bring in the food? Who's gonna have the rent, you know? That's what a lot of people don't understand, is like, food doesn't magically show up in the stores. You don't magically have places that you can go rent to sleep in. Somebody has to be in charge of those places. And if the people of those places who are in charge and they abandon New York City, well, guess what? You're gonna have higher grocery prices, even though the government is running it. You're gonna either have high rent prices, or you're gonna have inadequate accommodations for you to live in New York City, okay? And the thing is, Mahmoudani cannot force rich people to be in New York, okay? He can't be like, oh yeah, bro, if you try to leave New York City, I'm gonna murder you, or I'm gonna put you in prison. He can't do that. By the way, guys, this is all part of a Zionist master plan, okay? The Zionists, they want people to come to Florida. They want people to come to Florida so A, they can turn it blue, and B, you guys gotta understand, Florida can possibly be the next New York when it comes to wealth, when it comes to hiking up prices. There's nothing the Jews love more than hiking the prices. Like, for example, you know, believe it or not, I'm not gonna say where she works because I don't want her to get fired, but I'm actually like a quarter kilometer. I'm literally like a quarter kilometer away from her work, you know. I'm actually doing a little bit of a door dashing tonight. It's kind of raining, but I'm gonna take the truck out in an hour. So if I do DoorDash, I did a $14 order that took me from Starbucks back to where I am right now. So that paid for my food tonight. It also paid a little bit for the food truck, maybe gas as well. So why not? You know, you get an order for $14-$15, it's gonna pay for something, you know. So what's gonna happen tonight, guys, is that like I was saying about that lady, guys, is that she was telling me about how the apartment complex that she lives in, it got bought out by this Jewish guy from New York, and now he wants to raise the price by, he wants to literally quadruple the rent at her place, you know. He wants to quadruple the rent. Why? Because the Jews know as people flee New York, they're gonna come here. So all of a sudden, these cheap guys here in Florida, you can get yourself a nice place for like $1,000. But ever since Scamarona, ever since people started leaving New York, coming here in the past 5 years, you can't get yourself $1,000 place here in small town USA. Like fucking small town USA, guys, for you to get a decent place, you're looking at fucking $2,000 a month to get a decent place here in small town USA. Like just a couple of years ago, you can get yourself a really nice place here for like $1,000. Now it's $2,000. And as more and more people come down from New York, that price is only gonna go up now. Because you guys have all these people who have that New York money, they're coming here, they can afford $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 rent. Now, fortunately for my family, we own everything cash outright. So we don't have to worry about rent. We don't have to worry about that. In fact, we charge people rent. So what I'm going to do, and this is part of my personal best interest too, when I run my campaign next year, God willing, against Brian Mast, I'm also going to target the New Yorkers by telling them, hey man, come down here to Florida. It's in my best interest for them to come to Florida because I got a fucking food truck over here, man. And New Yorkers, they love shawarma. So come on down, New Yorkers, you know. So you guys watching this video gotta understand and understand this really, 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 really good, okay? Mahmoudani is controlled opposition. The Jews are using him to destroy New York. They want all the people out of New York. You guys need to understand, dudes, like, the Jews are, there are two places here in America the Jews want, okay? They want New York and they want LA, okay? I know TFM said that the Jews, if they have to nuke America, they're gonna nuke LA and they're gonna nuke New York. No, no, no. They're just making you think that. You guys need to understand, dudes, like, New York is the financial capital of America. California is the entertainment capital of America. We Jews, including myself, we like New York. We like LA. We just don't like the people there. This is why the Jews are purposely destroying California and New York. They want all the people out of there so they can have it all to themselves. And Mamdani is going to be able to do that for him so beautifully. And again, people will tolerate him because A, he said free Gaza, and B, he can always put his failures, shortcomings, and quite frankly, tyranny on Donald J. Trump by saying, oh yeah, you know, Donald J. Trump, man, he's fucking up my shit. He's the reason why we're not getting food here. He's the reason why, you know, rent prices is high because BlackRock. And that's another thing, guys. Like, these New Yorkers, what they're doing is that they're selling their shit in New York and then they're buying up shit here. Guys, There's a lot of new constructions going around here in Florida, okay, guys? Why? Because New Yorkers are taking their money out of New York. They're pumping it here in Florida, okay? So when the New Yorkers sell their shit, who's gonna buy it up? Yeah, BlackRock. And BlackRock is the US government. And Mamdani is gonna be like, well, guys, you know, the federal government, they bought up all the apartments here, and there's nothing I can do about it because that's the federal government and that big bad orange man, it's all his fault. I can't do anything about it, guys, you know. He was always part of, he was always one of them, okay, guys? I cannot stress this enough. Guys, with the exception of me, be deathly afraid of any Muslim political figure out there. Because I am telling you guys, right now, the Jews are gonna start putting up a lot of Muslim candidates out there. And those Muslim candidates, they're gonna say free Gaza, they're gonna wear the kafaya, but they're gonna do what the Jews want, and they're gonna do it better than anybody else. So mark my words, Mahmoudani is gonna destroy New York City. The Jews are gonna start running a lot of Muslim candidates out there, and a lot of Muslims and a lot of normies are gonna fall for it. And the Muslims, deep down, they hate Allah. They more. Okay. The fact that there are Muslims out there who still support Mahmoudani, a tranny faggot supporter, what does that say about the Muslims, guys? Like, I don't support Mahmoudani. When I saw, at first, guys, I thought it was either AI or people were lying about him. But when I went to his Twitter page and I actually saw him, like, posting, shaking hands with trannies, holding the tranny faggot, that's when I said, this person is one of them. This is not a Muslim. This is one of them. Just like I was right about Ukraine, that they're killing off all the Ukrainians so the dirty Jews can go live there. I'm telling you guys right now, Mahmoudani is one of them. Which, for me, is a good thing, because these New Yorkers, they're gonna come here to small town USA. You guys need to understand, since we own everything, people come in here, I don't have to worry about rent. We own the food truck. Come to my shawarma truck, motherfucker. So, for me, Amr Mitwali, Mahmoudani is a positive. He's a positive because a lot of New Yorkers are going to come here to small town USA. And secondly, when I run my campaign against Brian Mast, and here's the thing, dudes, like, people are going to see this shit that I've been saying for the past half year, okay? Everything is on MGTOW TV. DoorDash now. Most DoorDash order guys are like bullshit. It's like $3 for like 5 miles, you know? And that just goes to show you guys just how bad the economy is. You know, a friend of ours tried to sign up for DoorDash. He got an email from them saying, sorry, we have too many Dashers in your area now. Try again later. So, and yet the stock market is going up and up and up. You know, it's like, wow, the economy is going down. By the way, guys, our money is losing value to the Colombian and Mexican pesos, guys. Like, for the first time, our dollar is almost under four Colombian pesos, guys. Like, under Biden, our peso, one American dollar was the equivalent of 4,500 Colombian pesos, okay? Now, it's 4,000, exactly 4,000, guys, and dropping. Like, we lost well over 10% of our value compared to the Colombian and Mexican peso ever since that nigger Trump took office, dudes. Like, the real world indicators is everything is going bad, yet the stock market all-time high, Chick-fil-A orders, guys, are almost are always trash. Same thing with McDonald's, same thing with any major chain. Like, any order from any major chain on DoorDash, guys, almost always trash. Chick-fil-A, McDonald's especially. Anything from them, the order is almost always trash. But going back to what I was saying is that everything is going bad in the economy, yet the stock market is going up. All this stuff is stuff that is being fabricated. It's being artificially manipulated. Something is gonna break, dudes. I'm telling you that right now, guys. Something will break. Either a big nuclear war, either the economy is gonna break. Something will break. And mark my words, guys, when that something breaks, people are gonna start looking at MGTOW like, these guys might be onto something. Right now, the world is laughing at us. But when shit really hits the fan, like right now, guys, everybody's believing in Mahmadani because he's a Muslim. But when they realize that he is one of them, you guys need to understand. People need to lose faith, okay? Right now, the Jews are throwing up all these people so the average goitard out there can have faith in somebody. You know, everybody had faith in Trump. That's gone. Everybody now has faith in fucking Elon Musk. That's slipping away. Now everybody has faith in Mahmadani. Just like fucking Andrew Tate. Eventually, people are going to lose faith in the system. And when they do, and then they see MGTOW rising up, that's when... You guys need to understand and understand this really good. MGTOW is not for now. The MGTOW party I did, it's not. See, I'm like that surfer who's waiting for the perfect wave. I have no control over when the perfect wave is gonna show. But all the indicators are saying that the perfect wave is coming. And all I have to do is prepare for that perfect wave. This is exactly what I'm doing with the MGTOW party. I am preparing for the perfect wave. Okay, guys? So, a year from now, listen, a year, God willing, I'm gonna submit my paperwork to Tallahassee, pay him $1,700 to be on the ballot. And as of right now, guys, look, after I'm done with this video, I know a lot of people here, they don't like Brian Mast. So a lot of times what the Jews do is that they take some retarded looking 20-year-old kid and put him up as a Democratic contender against Brian Mast. It's like Brian Mast is gonna win by default simply because he's going up against these retarded, literally retarded Democratic people. Like, you guys out there watching this video, go out there, type in Brian Mast opponents. Brian, B-R-A-N, space M-A-S-T. Brian masked opponents. And you're going to see that the people that he went up against in 2024, 20-some-year-old retarded kids, okay? So you guys out there need to understand this really good, okay? By the time the people get to me in a year from now, things are going to be so bad. And they're going to lose hope they're going to lose hope in everybody and everything, to the point where I'm going to be the only option they have left. This is what you guys need to understand. We need to put MGTOW in a place where people come crawling to us on their face. You know, Islam tells us, on Judgment Day, the lowest people, the most despicable people, will crawl on their face when they go to see God. They're going to be crawling on their face. You know how sometimes kids throw a temper tantrum and then they feel bad and then they, you know, crawl and they put their faces on the ground while they're crawling? Yeah. People are going to meet, the most despicable people are going to meet God in that situation. And I want those people to meet us, MGTOWs, in that very same situation. See, guys, I'm not apologetic, okay? See, I don't give a flying fuck what other people think. I don't give a fuck what other people say. I'm totally unapologetic. And the reason why I'm unapologetic is because I know for an absolute fact you're gonna come to me with your face on the ground, crawling on your hands and knees, because everything else you had faith in, it abandoned you. It not only abandoned you, but it made things worse for you. Okay, guys? So at the end of the day, guys, just understand really good. Mahmoudani is one of them. He's only going to make things worse. Free Palestine. And then when things get really bad, he's going to say, oh, yeah, bro, it's Trump's fault. You know, he's the president. He has federal powers. I don't have federal powers. Guys, things are gonna get really interesting in the next year. And don't be surprised if MGTOW starts to become a thing. And if you guys are watching this video, create a MGTOW political party in your own motherfucking state, dudes. Like, I can't create a MGTOW party in your state because I'm not a resident of your state, okay, guys? So there are 49 motherfucking states out there, okay? Tell me, you can DM me privately. Tell me, hey, Amr, I'm in this state. I'm interested in opening a MGTOW party. And I can go online and I can see what the process is for creating a MGTOW party, guys. Guys, to create a MGTOW party, at least here in Florida, no money is involved. No official forums are involved. All you need is three motherfuckers. All you need is a chairman, co-chairman, and a treasurer. Your own fucking constitution. And just mail it off to the Department of Elections. That's all you guys need to do. That's what I did here in Florida. Okay, guys? Easy peasy lemon squeezy, okay? So you guys out there, in the other 49 states that are not Florida, look at what your state wants for you to create a minor political party, and then let me know and I'll see what I can do to help you. Like I said, guys, okay? You can literally copy and paste my constitution, okay? Just copy and paste my constitution. And that's actually what I did. I just copy and pasted somebody else's constitution. All I did, well, after downloading their constitution in my editor, I just did replace name of other party to MGTOW. So all you guys probably have to do is replace Florida to the name of your city, of your state. Okay, guys? So can't stress this enough, guys. MGTOW will become a thing in a year. Try to be on the right side of history this time, guys. All right, man, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.